Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it is time for Carl to recreate some voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website if you like at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows. At the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, you can also download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Roger Koopman in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in Raleigh?
It's nice.
You just had the big primary there in North Carolina.
We did.
That must have been exciting for you guys to play a role in this presidential contest.
Ooh, we felt very special.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you actually get to meet any of the candidates, being a local politician?
Yes, I actually got to meet Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, all 10 seconds of it.
Yeah.
And I did not get to meet Obama. I also got to shake hands with Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
And
that's becoming kind of common, actually.
Yeah.
I've never met Bill Clinton, and I used to think that made me sad, but now I realize it makes me special because I'm the only person left. Well, Roger, it's nice to have you with us. You're going to play Who's Carl this time? Carl Castle will now recreate three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
We'll try.
All right, here is your first quote.
If somebody tries to stop the march to democracy, we'll seek them out and kill them. We must be tougher than hell. Stay strong. Stay the course. Kill them. Be confident. Prevail. We're going to wipe them out. We are not blinking.
That was from a new book by former U.S. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez. He was quoting someone making what Sanchez called a confused pep talk about the situation in Fallujah in Iraq back in April 2003. Who said all that apparently in one breath?
George Bush?
Yes, that's right. It is George Bush. It was just a month after the U.S. invaded Iraq and Muqtada al-Sadr was causing trouble for U.S. forces there in Fallujah. According to Sanchez, during a video conference from the White House, President Bush let loose with what sounded like a Tourette's version of all his talking points about winning the war in Iraq. Apparently, the president then had to be taken away when he started a tastes great, less filling argument with himself.
Were there any verbs in that, by the
None.
Way?
None. Well, kill, I think, is a verb. Kill, prevail, kill, prevail.
Something was shorting out at
was,
that point.
It was both a pep talk and his 2004 re-election campaign,
it was,
I think.
It was like somebody gave him the presidential speak and say.
All right, very good. Here is your next quote.
There are all these different factions out there. Everyone is sniping at each other, and we have no real plan.
That was an anonymous member of the House of Representatives talking to the website Politico.com about his party's chances in November. What party is sniping and having a hard time coming up with a plan to win?
I assume this is the Republican Party.
It is the Republican Party. There you are. The Republicans have beaten the Democrats at everything else. So why not self-destruction? For once, the party's dire straits were exposed by a special congressional election in Louisiana where the Democrat won a seat that's been held by a Republican for three decades. And then a GOP congressman, Vito Fisella of New York, was arrested for driving drunk over to the house where his mistress lived with his illegitimate three-year-old daughter. But GOP leaders did point out that at least Fisella wasn't driving over to Jeremiah Wright's church. On Wednesday, President Bush tried to buck up the GOP House membership with a rally where he told them, quote, "We must be tougher than hell. Stay strong. Stay the course. Kill them. Be confident. Prevail. We're going to wipe them out." We remember, of course, the president was once a cheerleader. You're doing very well. Here is your last quote.
It was a moment, and it was real. I just felt that way, and you were egging me on, Oprah.
That was a movie star saying that his decision to jump up and down on Oprah's couch a couple of years back was Oprah's fault. It was just so springy. Who?
Ah, this must be the Mission Impossible star, Tom Cruise.
Very good, yes. It's been 3 years. How the time has flied. Since Tom Cruise went on Oprah, and when asked about his then-girlfriend, Katie Holmes, he jumped up and down on her couch shouting, "I'm not gay." No, he didn't do that. He talked about how much he loved her. Well, according to Cruise, it was Oprah herself that released the beast. But Cruise was contrite. saying that he shouldn't have argued with Matt Lauer and Brooke Shields at the same time about psychiatric meds, and that, yes, someday soon he will release Miss Holmes back to her family. No, not true. Some speculate that Cruz is on this publicity, campaign because he's worried about his new movie called Valkyrie. It's a $100 million epic about a failed Nazi plot to kill Hitler. All smiles and laughs. The movie's release has been delayed twice now, and there are rumors that the problem with the film is the scene in which Cruz's character tries and fails to get Hitler to take a free personality test. It's called an E-meter, mein Führer, and it will solve your problem. Carl, how did Roger do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Roger had 3 correct answers, so he wins our prize.
Very well done. Congratulations.
Big fan.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.